855 453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line with you tonight, Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We will continue talking to you about whatever's on your mind if you dial in at 855-453. Those toll-free numbers are brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to find some new way to handle accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. And the reason is that the top of the page is because SACL's been an advertiser with Free Talk Live for a very long time. Because Jason Osborne, one of the principals at SACL CAI, is a big supporter of Liberty. So if you've got a business, you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, it's SACL CAI.
So we're going to go in a bit of a different direction here. Last hour, Mark, you had a story about a lady who had a police officer molest her inside a courthouse, and she made claims against him. He then arrested her for making claims against him. Turns out her claims were true, and he has been fired from his job. Now, most people who molest another human being would probably go to jail for that, I would think, but
yes,
this guy just lost his job, and now he's suing to get his job back,
claiming that it was perfectly legal what he did because no one tried to stop him.
That's right. So there was that version of a story about an unwanted sexual assault. And then there's this one, Daryl, which you're going to share with us that doesn't actually involve a real sexual assault.
Right.
But involves a threat of rape. And
yes,
it's a bizarre
rape
story. And I guess you should just begin telling it, because there's not much you can say to preface this.
Yeah. So this story comes out of Wyoming, which is apparently was the runner-up to New Hampshire in the Free State Project voting, and there's actually the Free State Wyoming going on out there, but I don't really know, you know,
it's barely going on.
It's barely going on, but it's just, I think, kind of interesting that this happened in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
So the story comes out, it's from Laramie. The University of Wyoming Police Department issued a citation Monday, and that was actually 2 days ago, Monday, in Albany County Circuit Court for Meg Larker Simmons. A woman allegedly threatened last week in a social media post, authorities now contend, was a hoax. The citation is for interference, a misdemeanor punishable by imprisonment for up to 1 year and a fine of up to $1,000. According to the citation,
it's called interference?
Yes.
I don't know what she was interfering with.
Yeah. Very strange. Okay.
According to the citation, the subject admitted to making a controversial post on UW Crushes, which is the University of Wyoming Crushes webpage, and then lied about not doing it. She is scheduled to appear in court on May 13th in circuit court. The post was made to the UW Crushes page April 24th on Facebook and described Lanker Simmons as that chick that runs her liberal mouth all the time and doesn't care who knows it, end quote. The post also referenced a graphic sexual act against Lanker Simmons. One night with me and she's going to be a good Republican bleep, according to the post.
The post also say the sexual act is a hate F?
Yes.
That this person wants to hate F this girl?
Yes. That would be the graphic sexual reference.
It seems pretty graphic.
The post created a stir on social media and at the university, with school officials issuing statements denouncing the post against Lanker Simmons and campus police and opening an investigation. Lanker Simmons could not be reached by the newspaper comment, but UW released a statement Tuesday afternoon regarding the citation. Quote, "This episode has sparked an important discussion reaffirming that the UW community has no tolerance for sexual violence or violence of any type," according to spokesman Chad Baldwin.
Well, this wasn't violence. This was a threat of violence.
Yes.
And I kind of think, I don't know, I'm left in this situation being a male, which is the impression I got here was that this was a threat from a male.
Yes.
From a fictitious male that
yeah,
she made. This was a threat from a female posing as a fictitious male against herself.
Yes. She made this threat. She logged in and posted this, or excuse me, she sent this to UW Crushes because it's apparently not her Facebook page. This is an independent page
right.
that is not run by her. She sent this into them, and the quote, I've actually got the actual quote here. It says, quote, "I want to hate F Meg Lanker Simmons so hard. That chick that runs her liberal mouth all the time and doesn't care who knows it. I think it's hot, and it makes me angry. One night with me, and she's going to be a good Republican biatch." So,
what I feel like in this circumstance...
I don't know if that's a threat of rape. It's like some sort of a fantasy thing, right? Like this.
Yeah,
is,
I guess you might be right.
I don't really see that as
but it's not a threat at all because she's the one that made the post.
Right.
That's like me saying, oh, that Daryl guy is so hot, I want to turn him gay.
Yeah.
So, but the part here that I find threatening, you know, help me out with this one. There is no victim to this crime, right?
What's the crime?
Let me
apparently,
ask,
interference, whatever that means.
Interfering with the police investigation, so, apparently.
This tacky behavior,
right?
There is no victim, right?
Correct, yes.
Isn't the victim... If this perpetration would have gone through, didn't she successfully besmirch Republican males in this circumstance?
That was her attempt.
Well, I think what she ended up doing, because I'm looking at her blog here. Her blog is cognitivedissonance.tumblr.com, and I've gone through five pages, and I finally have arrived on April 24th. Where she posts, like, a screen capture, I guess, of the UW Crushes page and the subsequent comments. It looks like what she's doing here, you go up to the 24th, nine people, here's a headline on one of her blog posts, nine people who think hate-effing a person till she's a good Republican bitch is okay, and then she goes ahead and then outs everyone who clicked like on the post by the fake person that
okay.
was her. So I think she was trying to out people, you know, to see who would agree with this post, who thinks this is interesting, or at least after the fact, that's her justification for it. She's looking here to see, well, what characters on campus would say that they appreciated a post, a kind of a sick post like that. And so she then outs those people on her blog. Maybe that was her original goal.
Yeah, you know, and that's interesting, but it really, you did point out this isn't actually a threat of rape. It's a kind of weird fantasy.
I've never heard of the term hate F before, but it sounds kind of like makeup sex. I mean, well, I don't know.
I've heard of grudge
effing, which is the same thing. I mean, it's not a rape as much as it is tricking someone into a situation and then, you know, that you dislike and then, you know, doing it to them.
I see.
Really
so
hard and not necessarily
so
violently, but...
It's a sin of
so
the heart.
It would have to be something where the person didn't know you didn't like them, right? Because otherwise, why would they have sex with you?
Right.
I don't know. People have sex for a variety of reasons.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
There was even a study that came out, and the number one reason was because people were in the mood.
Right. But I don't think... I'd want to be in the mood for somebody that I knew hated me, so
right,
I guess the idea
of you don't know that.
Right, that's the idea here, is that the only way that a hate F like this would be possible would be that if the person, if it was a real person, were to meet her at a party, he knows who she is, but she doesn't know who he is, and he hates her, and then he has sex with her, and then it's a hate F, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
That's my understanding of it. Maybe you've had a hate F before, and you'd like to explain what that means. But it doesn't say rape, and it's not a rape.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. So, therefore, I mean, what these people are liking and advocating for is, you know, dishonesty in personal relationships. And, you know, that's not very pleasant either, but I don't know. I mean, it's also very strange. I feel like there's a victim here, too. To some extent, because this is, to some extent, it portrayed
as a
rape.
Are you the victim, Mark?
I feel like a victim.
What? I'm confused about that, but we can come back with more. 855 453. There's more to your story,
yes.
Correct, Daryl? So we'll find out more about what's going on here. I still don't really understand how the police got involved in this.
That'll come up.
All right, so we'll get to that here. 855 453. Your calls are welcome. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can also connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. You can talk about what you want. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost to their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We're talking about a college controversy that has bubbled over into criminal charges for one lady who apparently was masquerading as though she was someone else on Facebook and made a post to the UW, University of Wyoming, campus, what is it, the
Crushes.
Campus Crushes page, where I guess the intention of the Campus Crushes page is to post things like, oh, I was next to you on the treadmill the other day, and you're so hot. Who are you? You know, things like that, right? But this post that ended up being posted about her was actually, turned out it was written by her, saying that the person wants to hate F. Meg Lanker Simmons, that chick that runs her liberal mouth all the time and doesn't care who knows it. I think it's hot, and it makes me angry. One night with me, and she's going to be a good Republican bitch. And so let's go on with the story here, and certainly would love to get your thoughts at 855-453, but I'm still confused as to how exactly the police got involved in what is no more than just a common Facebook masquerade. I mean, there are plenty of people that have more than one account on Facebook.
UW spokesman Chad Baldwin said, "The fact that this Facebook post apparently was a fabrication does not change the necessity to continued does not change the necessity for continued vigilance in reassuring that we have a campus where everyone feels safe. It's important that this event does not undermine the progress that we've made in this area." According to the UW statement, Lanker Simmons received the citation as a result of false statements she made to the UW Police Department. The citation followed a police interview of Lanker Simmons and a search of her computer equipment pursuant to a warrant, according to the University of Wisconsin. The police obtained substantial evidence verifying that the offending Facebook post came from Lanker Simmons' computer while the computer was in her possession. Pamela Cand, the co-convener of the Episcopal Women's Caucus and a Casper activist, came to Lanker Simmons' defense Tuesday last week after the controversial post went public. Cand lobbied university officials for a swift response to this outrage. "I will tell you, I believe Meg is innocent of this outrage." According to Cand, she believes the citation issued by police is a classic case of blaming the victim. Cand said she has spoken with Lanker Simmons following the citation's incident issuance.
I think this is a confusing story. It's funny to laugh at that, but at the same time, I think this lady is being victimized by the police at this point. She was just doing something that is common on the internet, and that is pretending to be someone she wasn't for the purpose of trolling, right? Essentially. I mean, she was attempting to get a reaction out of people, and she did. She then used that for fodder for her blog, which is cognitivedissonance.tumblr.com, if you want to take a look at what she's been saying for the past week or so. She's fairly prolific as far as the amount of posts go there. And if the police hadn't gotten involved, this would be nothing more than just another campus controversy where people take sides and there's a discussion about it, and it brings the issue to the forefront. So,
well,
I don't think she did anything wrong here.
Well, here's what I think is wrong. And I don't know if the police should be, I don't think the police should be involved, but here's what I think is wrong. She's stereotyped. She's gone ahead and exploited a negative stereotype. One of the negative stereotypes in this world is that males are these sexually ravenous beasts that they cannot they can't control themselves in any way, shape, or form. You wouldn't want your kids to be babysat by a male because, my God, he'd, you know, do terrible things to them while you were away. And I wouldn't let my son babysit for this very reason, because other people could make accusations against him and they would likely be believed simply because he has a Y chromosome. She's exploited a negative stereotype that people don't have a control over. Secondly, there's another negative stereotype out there that Republicans are gun-toting militia wackos. Now,
evidence for it.
There's some evidence that men rape.
Mm-hmm.
There's some evidence that black people rob stores. Do you want to see that one perpetuated? This
what
is the point I'm trying to make. Is this? Well, this woman is perpetuating stereotypes,
Who cares? That
is wrong.
It's not a crime.
I think that it's wrong.
Just because it's wrong doesn't mean that it's illegal.
I didn't claim that I thought that it was illegal. Unless neither of you listened to the words that were coming out of my mouth, I didn't say that I didn't think the police should be involved. But I'd like to call this lady out for her immoral behavior, which exploits easy stereotypes. She didn't pick a woman. She didn't pick a Democrat. She didn't pick, somebody in a wheelchair. People that are in, the particular...
People in wheelchairs probably have a hard time raping someone, Mark.
I'm sure it's happened. But she didn't pick the people that were of the groups that she might consider to be the good groups. She picked the people from the bad groups and exploited
what she perceived to be the bad groups.
That's what she perceives.
Here's from her blog, her response to the original post. Again, this was posted on the UW Crushes page on Facebook. The post apparently is still up. And her response, after a few other people responded to it, is, actually, I want this to stay up. This is disgusting, misogynistic, and apparently something the admins of this page think is a perfectly acceptable sentiment, particularly seeing as there's no disclaimer about not being responsible for content, because they are, she says, or content not endorsed, so I assume it is, etc. Remember, there was a creeper that took the time to think this up and type it.
No, there was her.
But it took
it on herself.
It took an admin to publish it. Even if it's taken down, I'm left to wonder if there's someone out there with a violent fantasy about me, and likely other women.
Nope, you don't. You're not wondering that.
To the person who wrote this, assuming you're serious, get some help, please. If the only way you can relate to women is through your sexual organs and anger, I encourage you to visit the UW Counseling Center post-haste. It's in room 301 and then their phone number. Instead of focusing on how angry you turned, and how angry and turned on me running my mouth makes you, perhaps you should listen instead. You might learn something. To everyone else calling out this S, thank you, especially to those I don't even know. You represent what the university community should be, she says. So it is interesting to watch her essentially talk to herself for the purposes of making herself look like a victim and making herself kind of out to be the
and
hero.
And making male Republicans look bad.
Well, male Republicans make themselves look bad.
No, male Republicans didn't make themselves look bad.
I'm not saying
in this
case.
Are you saying all male Republicans are bad?
I didn't say all of them are bad. I said they make themselves look bad when they support candidates who say things about a legitimate rape.
Yeah, that's beside the point. Let's put the side issues to the side here. If you are saying that that male Republicans look bad because of this, then I can say that women who report rape look bad. I mean, this is just ridiculous. This lady had created a boogeyman, and that boogeyman perpetuated a stereotype. And I want Ian to say it was wrong, because he won't.
What was wrong?
Doing what she did to making this negative stereotype.
Making false rape fantasies about herself.
More
as
coming up
somebody
here
else.
In moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
You've got no spine. It's sad.
Well, let's talk further about this here in a few moments. I don't think that what she did was wrong, but it was certainly trolling. 855-450-FREE. And you've been trolled, Mark. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Many features wait for you on our website. One of them is a news update. So you can go and get signed up. Follow us via email, or you can also do a Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is your favorite. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
Emergencies can take all kinds of forms. It's a good idea to have some stored food on hand in case of an emergency. It's relatively cheap insurance. As a matter of fact, if you go to food.freetalklive.com, you'll find out just how inexpensive it can be. At food.freetalklive.com, we have the Legacy Premium brand that we represent. It's the only one that's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, and they do it all for less than $1.50 a meal. It's stunning. Where are you going to get a meal for $1.50, let alone one that's GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free, that will last for 25 years? They have vegetarian and gluten-free options. They have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch so that it will last those 20 years. It's really amazing. When you go take a look at food.freetalklive.com, there is a comparison chart. That comparison chart will compare the Legacy Premium brand to its competitors. But I think when you take a look just at the pricing at $1.50 a meal, you'll see that they're the best in price, storability, and taste. There's free shipping on all orders. By the way, I make that taste claim because we've tasted it. You know, they're really good. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the story is out of the University of Wyoming, where an activist posted on the UW Crushes page, and I have to correct myself, Daryl, you were looking for it on Facebook. You couldn't find it. Turns out it has been taken down.
Yes.
The page does not exist at this point. But it was a page that was designed to allow people to explain to the world their crush without necessarily revealing who they are, and that's really cute. But this post that was made was very hateful towards her and advocating hate-effing her. And she responded to it and pointed out how awful it was and how misogynistic and this person is is terrible and they should go seek help. Turns out it was her, or at least that's what the police are saying.
And it was misanthropistic or whatever the term is for hating men.
So the police are saying that it was her. They've done investigations.
She originally, according to one news article, she originally told the police that it was her
and then recanted.
And then recanted. And lied about it, so the police got a search warrant, searched her computer, and found out that she did send the message to UW Crushes.
So they claim.
What?
Well, she hasn't been convicted yet.
She's not been convicted, but they have evidence that right. The computer was in her possession.
That's what they're saying.
When the message was sent.
And so it looks like she was talking to herself over Facebook.
Yes.
For the purposes of stirring controversy.
I don't talk to myself on Facebook. I do that privately.
And well, hold on a second. She wasn't talking to herself on Facebook. She was just, talking about herself on Facebook.
And the third person. And Daryl does that occasionally.
Right. So she...
That's funny.
She's doing this on Facebook.
Mark thinks that's very funny.
She's doing this publicly on Facebook.
Ian actually snickered, which is rare.
So anyway, what I was saying was that in this case, this lady is facing criminal charges now of interference, presumably because she lied to the police, but I'm still not clear on exactly what an interference charge entails.
My guess is interfering with the police investigation.
Could be. But Mark, you had said that this was stereotyping and that what she did was wrong, and you wanted me to admit that what she did was wrong by bringing, because in her original post, she references Republicans. Specifically saying something to the effect of, I think it's hot and it makes me angry one night with me and she's going to be a good Republican bitch. So what were you trying to get me to admit was wrong exactly?
Here's what she seemed to keep on dodging.
Republicans?
Not just Republicans, but males. Like she's taking a embattled stereotype and just...
There's no evidence here that this is a male who's posting this.
I think
it doesn't say I'm a dude. It just says I want to hate F Meg Lanker Simons so hard. That chick runs her liberal mouth all the time and doesn't care who knows
it. What about the posts underneath it? Does anybody suppose that it's a woman that makes that post?
Who cares? So you're the one who's jumping to that conclusion.
I think everybody's jumping to that conclusion.
Okay.
For one, that colloquial term, the F term, tends to...
You're reaching. You don't think women use the term F? That's ridiculous.
Oh, they do all the time.
No.
That's a ridiculous reach. Why don't you recant? This has nothing to do necessarily with men. It doesn't say that in the original post, but it does reference Republicans. So now you want me to apologize for...
I don't need you to apologize for anything.
You said something about you wouldn't...
I just want you to acknowledge that she's going after stereotypes here, that Republicans are dangerous.
Who cares? Who cares?
The people in those organizations.
Stereotypes are useful, okay? Because to some extent they make sense because they're based on evidence and they're based on experience that people have. I'm going to go ahead and make a stereotype right now. The average libertarian is an awkward male who's white, and I think that's generally a true statement.
I don't think that Republicans are dangerous is a generally true statement.
I don't think it says anything about Republicans being dangerous here.
That's the suggestion.
It's just it says, I think it's hot and it makes me angry. One night with me and she's going to be a good Republican bitch. It's a reference to her being a liberal. She's known on campus as being a liberal. Usually people on the left or right sides of the spectrum are kind of nasty to one side or the other. What's the big deal? This is just how liberals and conservatives behave. They call each other names and they act like children. So... I don't really see, I think she's the victim of the police in this case because there's no reason for the police to open an investigation. This isn't a rape threat. It's just a Facebook post. So it seems to be like the UW police have nothing better to do, no actual rapes to be investigating.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, the question that Mark asked in the last segment that you did not answer in the last segment, and I will ask again,
okay,
because I just posted it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. Did she do anything wrong by anonymously posting the threat against herself?
I would say no. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I don't think it's fraudulent, but it's
presumably going to the police about it.
Now, there's no evidence that it was her that went to the police. Where is
that's why I said presumably.
Okay, so
I don't know who went to the police.
That wouldn't be wrong.
But
that would just be
stupid. She certainly talked to the police and originally
that was
said,
also stupid to talk to the police.
I did it, and then said no, I didn't.
Yeah, that was dumb for her to talk to the police in the first place. If she went to the police, that was particularly dumb. And then it was even more dumb to actually speak to the police about this matter, because the more you talk to the police, the more likely they are to charge you with something. And indeed, that's what they actually did here. But is it wrong to go online and create a persona for yourself and play that role for yourself? No, it's not
and
wrong.
And then threaten yourself
but
anonymously
weird.
For the purpose of
gaining attention?
Basically gaining attention and then writing a blog about these people are all horrible.
She's a, I mean, there's no doubt she's weird, and it's a weird thing to do, like almost creepy in a way to do this.
Okay, so you think that the...
It's just trolling. She's just trolling.
The Keen Citizens for Parking Enforcement page
is also not wrong. That is a troll page.
And when people post these Robin Hooders should be lynched, you think that that's okay?
No, I don't think that's okay.
What's the difference?
Well, that's an actual threat.
Should be.
Not oh, I'm threats. Going to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, but, in that case, that no, there's no, there's. I mean, it's
so
it's
you,
distasteful.
You think that you think that vague threats of potential violence do not violate the non-aggression principle?
I'm not.
If I said Ian Freeman needs slapped across the face all the time, that's not
an actual threat.
But do you think that it's wrong to advocate such a thing?
And I generally
think
advocating violence is a bad thing.
Do you
think
it foments like sort of this mob mentality against a particular group?
Not necessarily. I think it's just a low blow political shot against someone's political opposition. We see that all the time everywhere. What's the big deal? There's nothing particularly unusual about it. These are college Republicans and Democrats fighting it out on the internet. Whoopee-doo. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But she didn't defraud anybody out of money. She just started a conversation.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you find waiting for you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more ears. And most of them are free or very low cost. So promote.freetalklive.com.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins online. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit your money in more than a million locations around the world, including your computer at home if you use, I think it's Dwolla.com. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account. Like, for instance, maybe you want to go to Walmart and use a MoneyGram machine. What are some of the other options, Ian, as far as what places one can deposit cash at BitInstant?
I think Dwolla has come back, last I looked, so you can use, you don't even have to leave the comforts of your computer if you'd like.
CVS, Jewel, Osco, Duane Reade, Statter Brothers, Albertsons, Walmart.
And right.
Even, there's even more locations here. In any of those locations, you could deposit money there, and by the time you got home, BitInstant would have deposited your bitcoins in whatever accounts you asked for. So if you have, say, a Bitcoin wallet on your computer, deposited there, likely before you got home. Certainly, there are instances where it can take a little longer. BitInstant.com.
All right, so let's go to the phones here. If you've got more to say on the college thing, we can get into that, but you can also bring up whatever you want. So Steven's on the line in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Steven.
Hey, gentlemen. So I wanted to talk about, well, okay. I had a pretty rough growing up, and I don't really want to get into the details, but, you know, it involved a divorce, and it involved some unfortunate experiences with my dad's girlfriend after the divorce, and then after the divorce, my dad drank a lot. And, you know, we were pretty well off before the divorce, and then after that, neither of my parents made a whole lot of money because my dad was drinking a lot. My mom had basically no marketable skills. But there was one guy in my life, one man in my life that always talked to me intelligently and treated me with respect. This might verge on sounding corny, but his name was Mr. Rogers, and he had a television show, right?
Oh.
So, I know, isn't that cute? So it got me thinking about it because you guys were talking about anger here not too long ago. Mark basically said flat out that I'm an angry man, or I'm regarded as an angry man. And he and you were talking about, you know, that there's no value in anger. And I always sort of agreed with you on that. You know, I always regarded anger as a negative in my life, and I tried to eliminate as much as possible, you know, anger and hatred and stuff. But I actually bought the book, which is called The World According to Mr. Rogers. And it's just little snippets of speeches and writings that he had. He had a quote. I know quotes on the air don't really go over very well, so this is a very short one. I'll read it really quickly if you don't mind.
I like a good quote. It's usually only if it's coming from, like, the Bible that it doesn't go over well. So go ahead.
Well, or if it's very long, too, and this one is not. So it says, the values we care about the deepest and the movements within society that support those values command our love. When those things that we care about so deeply become endangered, we become enraged. And what a healthy thing that is. Without it, we would never stand up and speak out for what we believe. So, you know, that and some other words that he says in there about anger, it really got me, and what Mark said, too, by the way, it really got me sort of reassessing what value anger might have in our lives. And you know, I think that I'm starting to think that maybe it's not that bad of a thing if it's channeled in a proper direction, you know.
I've read that same quote. I've read that same quote on Facebook. It's made the rounds, and I've got to say, Mr. Rogers, one of my favorite guys too. Really like you know, all the stuff out there about him. You know, I even believe that little thing about him being a sniper there for a while until that was debunked. But anyway,
right?
I thought it was.
To talk about that, really, sure. what your takes on that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to riff on it here for a second. I don't disagree that anger is sort of necessary in order to get people in motion. It's like that jump start to getting you moving. But at some point, after you've been brought to the realization, the emotional realization that something is, you know, outrageously wrong, then after that anger can be debilitating over time. That initially, it can be useful, but over time, it can really eat away at you. And that's the point that I'd like to make here, that oftentimes people listening to this show are, you know, they understand the ideas of liberty, and they've been brought to a realization of them already. And what I'm trying to do is to, you know, teach them how to, at least, you know, the little lessons I've learned in life, show them how they've been, they've worked for me in being able to be outraged by injustices without letting it just turn your mind into a dark place.
Right. I agree with that. I'd like to also hear Ian and, well, Daryl there, too, and he's a real smart guy, too. So, but
thanks, Stephen, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Daryl, your thoughts on anger?
You know, I think that there's such a thing as justified anger. And then there's unjustified anger, obviously. But I try to not be an angry person. But there are occasionally times when I do get angry about things. But it's always for things that one should justifiably be angry about, such as murder around the world. Especially when it's done by governments while proclaiming to be keeping the peace. If it weren't for us killing people around the world, then there'd be people killing each other, and we just can't have that. So hypocrisy makes me angry. Death makes me angry. So there are things that do make me angry, but I don't let it consume me.
That's how I am. And it's a process that I think is a worthy journey. And it's one that probably will never really ever end, because I think anger is a natural human response to seeing things that are outrageous and frustrating and sad. You know, when, for instance, this lady that we were talking about the first hour of the show, she had her 2-year-old taken away from her in the middle of a courtroom after having tried to out a cop for molesting her. They punish her with arrest and then stealing her kid from her. I mean, that's
in front of a judge.
That's
who does
something
nothing.
That. For,
not a judge, a hearing officer.
That's something that, for all the right reasons, should make people upset.
Yeah.
But the danger in anger comes in staying in anger.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, I already know that there's bad things going on out there. I'm well aware of that happening. I don't need to get angry about it over and over again. I've got that. Okay? I've moved into doing activism. So as far as I'm concerned, if you can get out of anger as quickly as possible, that's valuable. Because as soon as you can get out of being angry, you can start coming from a place that's more positive. And if you want to be effective in your activism, I think you need to come from a place of love, not from a place of fear or anger or one of these really negative emotions. Because I don't think you can build anything positive when you're starting from a dark, negative place, like you were talking about, Mark. That's not a place where you want to build a relationship. That's not a place where you want to create a movement around it. And I'm not attracted to that. And there is actually a conversation I had with Chris Cantwell, the angry comedian out of New York. I invited
him. Angry drunken comedian.
I don't know if he was drunken because it was early in the morning, but he could have been.
Well, that's the meme on meme generator, is angry drunken comedian.
It's true, and I'm sure he would admit to being that. But he was here in New Hampshire for a while. He's back in New York, and he says he's going to come back to New Hampshire someday. And when he came here, there was a lot of controversy that came with him because he was unapologetically angry, and he really believes in yes. You know, anger and
also
violence.
If you take my paperclip, I have a moral justification to shoot you in the face.
This was one of the ridiculous arguments he was making. But the coming from anger leads you down a dark path, and there's violence at the end of that path. I mean, every time. If you're angry and you don't leave anger, at some point you're going to start thinking about killing someone or hurting somebody or doing some sort of destructive act to make things right, as though violence is going to make things right in any way, shape, or form.
Bloodshed.
So he's accepted my offer that I made to him probably a year ago. When he was stirring up this talk of violence in the community, and I don't really much care for that. I don't want it to be something that's even considered by the people that I care about.
I don't think
about.
You can stifle it, but I think you have to point it out.
Oh, I can stifle it. It was happening on my property. So, yeah, I will absolutely stifle that. So, but I invited him to come on Free Talk Live to talk about this issue, and he now, after being, I guess, angry about something, has decided to take me up on the offer. So we're going to have him in here. I told him he should come in on it. He says he's going to come up to New Hampshire. I said, come in on a Saturday night. It's our biggest show. I think this is a really important issue to talk about. I know. I used to be there. I used to be that angry guy. I can relate to Chris Cantwell in that way. So your thoughts on anger are certainly welcome, or the college controversy, or whatever you want. Hour 3 is next.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.